So when Benson posted this idea, I instantly fell in love with it because it has so many elements that I love. The risky cream pie, of course. The cheating, crazy things happening one night while drunk. It just has all these elements that I love in a script. I was really excited to get started on it. Of course, there are things that I always like to add about myself when writing, or things from my own life. One of the things was how Heather is allergic to potatoes. It was the day before that, or maybe the day when I was working on this, when I was talking to my friend, and she said that she found out her son is allergic to potatoes. I was like, what? That is a real allergy? So yeah, that's a thing. Huh. And then made me think about college a lot. And I think, well, if you were having sex in college, I think everyone would agree that there was a lot more sex in college than after college. Maybe I'm revealing too much information, but yeah, I would say there was a lot of sex happening in the dorm rooms. I'm not gonna get too TMI here. I mean, a lot of people drink a lot in college. I was not one of them. I never drank in college. I was actually straight edge, so I did not. I got judged heavily for that, I will say. And then there was the bedding. So when I've been hard up for money, I will take any bet. This was in college too. I got a $20 dare. And I had to ask out this woman who was sitting at a table near me. Or maybe I just had to tell her she was attractive. I don't really remember what the dare was now. But I took it and I told her that she was attractive. She told me she had a boyfriend. And I said, well, you know what? Guys don't really care about that kind of thing. I think that he would actually like it if we got together. And he'd probably be really into that. We could have a threesome, maybe. I was really trying to sell it because I really wanted the $20. And the guy who had dared me to do it is just like covering his mouth, like trying not to crack up because she would hear it if he did. And he's just like trying to contain himself while I'm telling her all this. And I'm trying to sell it with everything that I have. And so, you know, she was really nice about it though. And she's like, I'm really, really flattered, but I'm sorry, no, I'm dedicated to my boyfriend. So anyway, I'm like, well, if you change your mind, let me know. So I go back to the table and I get handed the $20 right away. And I was told, you know, that I went above and beyond. Because I do. That's whenever there's a challenge, I like to go above and beyond. So yes, I take dares and bets. So that was part of that. Because who knows what I would do if I was bet. More to that other story. Later, I was in, I don't know if it was later that day or if it was, maybe the person I was with had left the cafeteria, but I went to sit with other people. And that woman went up to the table with all the frats. And so she told them and she pointed to me and they all looked over and they all just started screaming and high-fiving her. And so that was fun. Okay, I guess more TMI. The blowjob thing where she says that she's never made her husband come by giving him a blowjob and she wanted to do it to someone who would appreciate it. I have experience there too. That's from my personal life. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of that stuff is from my personal life. We don't really need to get into it.
Yeah.
I wanted the scenario to be grounded in reality, so I tried to make it seem as realistic as possible. I know a lot of scripts just are wild and out there when it comes to stuff like this, but I just really like my stuff personally to be on the realistic side. There's something just so human about it, and about people just fucking up, making mistakes, possibly destroying their lives, who knows what. I just like to really dig in and examine the real human elements and how things might happen if they were to really happen. And it's fun doing that kind of exploring. And I could see this scenario happening just like this. I think this is actually my favorite audio I have done where I wrote the script or did improv. So thank you, Benson, for this idea.